I'm Jeb Sharp with The World. Parts of the Syrian city of Aleppo were under heavy bombardment today, and that's pretty much a normal day in Aleppo these days. That got reporter Sonia Narang thinking about some refugees from Aleppo she met this summer in Denmark.
I meet Mohammed Sheikh Ali and his family at a summer camp in the countryside. It's designed to make refugees feel welcome. They're gathered around a bonfire, baking bread over the hot coals. Back in Syria, Ali was an electrical engineer, supervising 200 maintenance workers at a large electricity company.
I was responsible for any malfunctioning of the electricity network in all of Aleppo. I lost a lot of workers. Whenever I'd send them out and there were airstrikes, two or three were killed. The others would blame me.
Mohammed felt trapped between government and rebel forces. He got service calls for repairs from both sides.
While doing that job, I was always targeted. They could just kidnap me and no one would ever find me.
3 years ago, he left Syria alone on a grueling journey to Europe by boat, truck, and foot.
I heard that it's easier to reunite families in Scandinavian countries. I was heading for Sweden, but I got really tired. I reached Copenhagen, and I was too exhausted to continue onwards.
Within months, he received his resident permit to stay in Denmark. Then he sent for his family to join him.
I was counting the days for them to come here. I was breathlessly waiting, and I kept telling myself, I have to be patient.
A year later, Mohammed's wife, Asya, and kids finally boarded a plane bound for Copenhagen. She remembers how happy she was. Before, we'd never been apart, she says, not even for 1 or 2 weeks. I felt this was a new beginning for my children. The family now lives in the rural town of Frederiksberg. They're happy about their new lives and seem to be doing well. But I met other refugees in Denmark who don't feel as welcome. In Copenhagen, I walk around the city center with Abdullah Tuma. He's 27 and also from Aleppo, where he studied French literature. He misses Syria and says he feels a coldness here he's never felt before.
They don't want us. I don't want. When I talk with my friend in the work, he told me, of course we don't need a refugee. We don't need. He told me clearly.
He says he spent his first year in Denmark smiling and trying to be cordial, but no one responded. People wouldn't even sit next to him on the train. Now he's a lot more quiet and reserved. It's his day off today, so he's with his housemate, who's also Syrian. But it's hard for them to relax. They can't stop thinking about the war back home.
We not celebrate so much here because of our situation.
You're not so...
We not celebrate.
As we walk, no one smiles or talks to them in the streets, until we bump into a Lebanese man they know near the train station. He shakes their hands, and they start to chat excitedly like old friends. He tells me he misses this kind of camaraderie. Attitudes towards refugees have hardened here, according to Eva Singer of the Danish Refugee Council.
A lot of Danish people feel a bit threatened by the many newcomers. We can't pretend that that is not the case.
This year, the government tightened immigration policies to discourage asylum seekers from coming to Denmark. It now takes much longer for families to be reunited, at least 3 years or more. The Ali family was lucky to come when they did. Back at the summer camp, they're learning to play percussion like the group Stomp. Mohammed and the children clap, while their mom, Asya, watches and smiles. Asya says she's comfortable here, and the people are kinder than she'd imagined. But she can't get the war out of her head. I think about those who I left back in Syria, she says. When I first arrived, I didn't think about it a lot. But the war is getting worse and worse. So it's on my mind every single moment, she says. For The World, Sonia Narang, Copenhagen.